This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And, of course, it's time for two cisgendered gay white men to talk about drag. It's time for
Mad Wednesday's drag race.
Start your engines.
Mad Wednesday's drag race.
May the best person, no matter how they identify, win.
I'd like to start with a public apology for us doing that. We'll make sure we find the proper intro for you next week.
Before we dive in, Robbie, I just want to let you know that little Jason from Ivanhoe messaging to say, you're talking about Come Dine With Me. Friday Night Dinner is a Jewish-British family. Oh, yeah, no, that's a comedy series. It's very funny. It's about 5 years old. Thanks, Jason. Back to Drag Race.
I only watch reality TV. Yeah. Speaking of reality TV, this week was Snatch Game, Dean. How exciting.
It was time for Drag Race. It was really exciting. Now, of course, an important part thing that we want to make sure that we're talking about and that everyone notices is that obviously it can be very triggering for some people with the news about Sherry Pye, who's been disqualified from the series but seems to be doing really well within the series. This week was one of those episodes where you really start to notice it, because they're editing Sherry out a lot because of conduct unbecoming, and that's where we're going to leave that. And while it's important to make sure that we're not celebrating people that have done wrong actions, especially in the place of reality TV, it did certainly leave a hole, didn't it, Robbie?
Yeah, look. I would like to say that I kind of applaud the crew on RuPaul's Drag Race. It would have been quite a big task to start editing, heavily editing episodes.
Huge,
and I think this week they really got the mix right. We saw as much as we needed to see to know that she, to explain why she did well, but we didn't see any more than we needed to, which I think
is
important.
But it felt a little bit odd, didn't it?
It does feel a little bit odd. They didn't show her runway for the first time this week.
Which I'm actually not okay with. The reason why I'm not okay with that is because they could just show the runway with no talking in the background, no commentary from Sherry and no commentary from the judges, and just show them walking. Because for me, it's a disrespect to the people that have helped put the money and time in together for these looks and outfits. Like, they support these performers in very different ways in the hope that it's going to actually create some business for them. And that's part of the business that they're from on that show. And I think personally that was a mistake.
Yeah, look, I think that's an unfortunate side effect, but I think those people should point their anger towards Sherry where it belongs, because I think that we want to be careful that we're not applauding any bad behaviour, and I think they've got a tough job, those poor editors.
I understand what you're saying, but when you say point your anger towards Sherry, they can't control what's happened in Kudra, and none of them, if you see some of the comments that they've made, are condoning it. But it is they could edit to such a degree that they could take Sherry out of the runway. Sherry's standing on the end of the runway, so they could take Sherry out competedly. The problem is the fact that they don't want to be celebrating Sherry, and I completely understand that because of the nature of the beast, but they can still have them participate within the context of it and show the skills and work that other people have done, and that's the point of that runway.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Sherry aside, it was, I think, a very entertaining Snatch Game this week. I think we saw what every good Snatch Game has, which is some really, really bad ones, but also some really, really great ones.
You're not wrong.
Now, Gigi Good played, and I forget the name, but she plays the very famous robot that does... No, it's not the sex robot, Dean. It's the robot that does all of the press conferences for AI. I don't think that she's specifically a sex robot. I think she just is a bit of a spokesperson for AI. Now, RuPaul told her not to do it. She said, robot, that's not going to be funny. It's not going to work. Gigi said, with all class, I respect your decision, but I don't agree.
And she did win. I mean, I've got to admit, I don't know whether it was the editing, but it was a very lackluster runway. For me, the Snatch Game just felt very, it's there and it's fine, but the tempo was off. And I don't know whether that was the editing or just the choices that a lot of people made.
Yeah, maybe. Look, we saw Aidan Zane. Zane make
terrible.
A questionable choice.
Oh, that
Patricia,
was terrible.
Patricia Quinn. She played, who was one of the cast members of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now, it was very one note. She just pretended she didn't know where she was the whole time.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And funnily enough, Patricia Quinn, it appears, allegedly, has come up out on Facebook and
Oh, no, she has not allegedly. She's come up on Facebook and said that that made her really angry.
Yeah, it's not sure if it's a fan site yet or not, so I'd hate to smear her with it if it's not actually her. But certainly one of her friends has come out and spoken up on behalf of her, and she has also appeared to say that, yeah, she detested it and it was awful. And she doesn't – Aidan said that she knew Patricia, but turns out
Aidan said that they'd met, not necessarily knew. It was a whole – and this is the hard thing when you're on the show and the balance is thrown in so many different ways, and Aidan's been under attack a lot, but Snatch Game is one of those games where it can go in so many different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I still enjoyed the episode, and the runways were pretty good too. We did see, spoiler alert, but we did see Aidan go home. What do you reckon we're going to see next week, Dean? Do you reckon?
I'm going to be honest, I don't remember who most of them are, so that's a hard part for me in regards to this. So I don't know who's going to go home, I think everyone's gunning for the one that's being really loud and saying, I'm the most amazing, I'm from New York, why am I not?
It's Britta, yeah.
Yeah, they're certainly creating a narrative to root for Britta to go home, which...
Yeah, look, she's been in the bottom 3 weeks in a row. It'd be pretty hard to survive after that, I think.
Oh, well, who knows? I mean, from challenge to challenge, it all just depends. You never know what's around the corner for the next week. Do we know what's happening this week? Isn't it a singing challenge?
Yeah, the Madonna Rusical, directed by Michelle Visage.
The only part of that I'm excited for is Michelle.
Is a massive, massive, massive Madonna fan. So that'll be interesting. I hope Michelle kind of performs in it a little bit, because she's a great singer, Michelle.
I know. I don't like musicals. I like singing. It's not everyone's forte. And let's face it, Ru's auto-tuned to buggery. So it's not like Ru sings really well either. So we'll see.
And no, it's always a bit of a hot mess, and we haven't got a bunch of singers. Jan is
a whole heap of fun, actually. I do love Jan, I must say.
Jan is very warm, very entertaining. Now, she's a sensational singer, so I think we're going to see her finally get the win that she's been talking quite a lot about up until this episode.
Jan is certainly a ball of energy and does so many different things. I think Jan's just got to figure out how to refine themselves to such a point that they can get in front of the judges more. Jan certainly brings it every single time. I love that we hit this point in the show where everyone feels like safe is a bad thing.
Yeah, I was watching Trixie's documentary the other day, and she sort of had a different take on that. And she said, it's a great documentary on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But she sort of says, do you know how much work it takes to be safe? She was more talking about All Stars, but she said it takes so much work to be safe on that show that, you know, we shouldn't say that people are struggling just because they're not making the top.
But that's with a lot of reality TV shows. That's the thing. Like, people get so frustrated because they feel like left and right that suddenly they're not doing well because they're not on the top. The main thing to do is always be on the bottom. But RuPaul's Drag Race has always been one of those shows that has certainly twisted the knife a little bit when Ru's like, well, you haven't had any wins. And I know that's the point, and that's why Ru's doing it. But it certainly doesn't mean you're not skilled. But the wins come in so many different ways and shapes. I mean, if you were doing RuPaul's Drag Race, Robbie, how many outfits would you take per runway? You'd have at least three different options, right?
Oh, you reckon per runway?
Well, you'd have to. You can't, I mean, probably at least two. You can't just go with one thing and hope for the best, because otherwise it could all turn to pieces. What if everyone was wearing the same Madonna kimono again?
Yeah, exactly. It could turn bad if you haven't got options. But a lot of these queens put themselves into bankruptcy preparing for the show. So, you know, it's a hard balance, just like any
talent show, just like any. And this is one where you're going on that show to be seen. You're going on the show to show everyone what you can do and elevate the narrative of what you can do. So that's what you're there for. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah, 100%, and you've got to put your best foot forward. We all know what's coming now with RuPaul. We're into season 12.
If you don't know by now, do you know what's funny, though? I found out some of my friends are only just watching it in season 12 for the first time, and I just feel like what an odd space to pick it up from, where everyone watches it and knows it so well and has so many opinions, and you're probably just like, I don't get it.
Like, what's going on here? Who are all these
men? I don't understand. Why are we concerned about this? Why is this the narrative of our lives? Any last tips before we head off, Robbie? What are you excited for in the coming weeks with RuPaul?
Look, I want to keep seeing Gigi. She is, she's absolutely nailing it. I think she's got a really lovely temperament to her personality, as well as being really talented.
I think
she's going to go really far, and I hope that we see her continue to rise.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see it too. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Jonah 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.